the war was being fought in Korea, right? Not in China, and certainly not in the Soviet Union. So it was Korea that was bearing the brunt of it. It's one thing for Mao to say this is an excellent school for my soldiers, but that school involved not only casualties for the Chinese, but also massive casualties for North Korea. But the main thing, though, was the bombing, which continued throughout the war. As the negotiations were drawn out, you know, longer and longer for the armistice, the UN side got more and more frustrated. And they couldn't advance on the ground because of the geography of Korea, making it possible for both sides to build artillery placements, right, into the side of mountains where they could stop any advance on the low ground between them. Both sides could do that, so neither side was able to change the line between them for the last 2 years of the war. But what the U.S. could do, together with the other allies that sent air units, was bomb, and just bomb and bomb and bomb, and they did that over and over and over. The same place was bombed repeatedly. And that created just such an extraordinary level of destruction that the North Korean leadership spoke to the Chinese and the Soviets about their desire to reach an armistice to, you know, make this stop. And I think the fact that they were rather forced to keep fighting by their two big allies, the Chinese and the Soviets, created deep resentment. It's not hard to understand why.